While we were setting up the permaculture system, about four companies, ICI, Siba Geigy, IT&T, a couple of others, Shell Company, quietly took over the whole of the world's seed supply. They bought out all seedsmen of any note and proceeded to patent seed, and they hold the patents to most of the seed patented. That is, they hold 100% of the patents on soya beans and about 80% of the patents on food cereals. This largely went unnoticed and unopposed by the people of most countries. We've seen a 400% rise since that time in the price of seed. Instead of being a relatively minor part of farm and garden costs, it's become a large part. So that happened without protest from the Australian public, and indeed from the public of any country. And the consequence of that is that only four companies now really control the whole of the food supply of the world. So it's now a question of elect who you like. There are only four or five groups of people who you don't elect who say whether you can eat or not. And your own government, the Australian government, is again trying to introduce plant variety rights legislation, not to protect the rose grower, but to put the whole of Australia's seeds into the hand of one of these four people who already own the companies. It now enables them, if you like, to patent our food plants. There are only 20 plants produced in agriculture in any quantity, and all of these plants are largely owned by one or other of those companies. In the United States, if you buy a little fruit tree, it has a tag on it that says, if you take a bud or a cutting off this tree and sell it, you'll be fined $800. So the basic foods of the society are owned by a few oil companies, agrochemical companies, and that's also resulted in the fact that if you want to grow rapeseed, you have to get a contract, first of all, from Meggetts. They make the margarine. And then the seed is supplied by one of the seed companies, and it's a little packet in the corner of a large box. And the large box contains all the chemicals you have to apply before Meggetts will accept your crop. So you have to buy a whole packet of gear. You can't buy rapeseed. In fact, just go out and try and buy a bit of sugar beet seed. You can't buy it without you buy a whole chemical kit and apply it. One of the chemicals, by the way, in rapeseed is methocystox, which is freely used here. It's a ferocious mutagen, and it's systemic. It's taken up by the plant. So hop into your margarine and mutate. Actually, if you mutate now, you'll beat the rush. This manipulation of market and of finance and of stocks and shares really has put the whole world already into the hands of very few companies whose total turnover is much larger than, say, Australia's total income.